Live event coverage on Radio St. Pete. The Artist Enclave in historic Kenwood is holding their Tour of the Arts today and tomorrow from 10 until 5 o'clock. Radio St. Pete correspondent Alexis Baum is there to talk to some of the participants.
Okay. Hello, Radio St. Pete. This is Alexis Baum of ABC Ju, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And that that clashing in the background that you're hearing, slapping, clapping, whatever you think that is, that's because today, ABC's who? Who am I seeing?
This is Luke Jaso slapping this clay.
Slapping clay.
Slapping the clay.
And Luke Jaso, we are on the Tour of the Arts in historic Kenwood, and this is, to my knowledge, your first time on tour. Is that correct?
Very first time.
All right. What inspired you to join the tour?
The neighborhood. The neighborhood is very encouraging with their artists and talking to people and seeing the community. And yeah, it's awesome and something I didn't want to miss.
And what got you into clay? I'm looking at these beautiful mugs.
And
other butterbells. We all love
butterbells. We got a lot of mugs, butterbells.
Ashtrays, I see. Things.
Yeah, some spoon rests. Yeah, I guess what got me into clay was just being bored and needing something to do, needing a hobby, and found this.
How'd you find it?
Driving by the clay center every day and saying, I should really go in there. And after the 100th time I drove by it, I was like, okay, I need to go in there. And I did, and then that's what happened. Never left.
Nice. Yeah. And what are you slapping clay for right now? What's this going to become?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's part of the fun. Is this your process?
We're learning a little bit
into your process, which is what the Tour of the Arts is all about. Not just buying art, but also like hearing from the artist, seeing their process. So we're seeing and hearing it.
So I try going into it without thinking and just kind of letting whatever I feel like take over. And I found I'm really good at not thinking. So it comes out to be a pretty good relationship with clay.
You heard it here on Radio St. Pete. Think, just do art without thinking. That is the way.
That's the secret.
Awesome. Thanks for talking to me.
Absolutely.
And I hope the tour is going well for you.
Very well.
Oh, good to hear from you. You heard it on Radio St. Pete.
Perry DeVic. I'm an oil painter and an illustrator.
Awesome. And I have actually interviewed your wife a long time ago, so I chose this time to interview you instead. And where are we and what's going on and what's happening around us?
We are at Tour of the Arts, Artist Enclave of Historic Kenwood, and 30-plus artists have opened their homes and their studios to share with the community. We have art for sale, we have wine and cheese, and fun stories. Come check us out.
That's good. And lots of colored hair in this household, you and your wife. You both do some really cool colors with your hair, I will say.
Absolutely. It's truth in advertising, you know? We want people to know what they're getting into before they even talk to us.
That's true. And how did you get into the art that you're doing, and how would you describe it?
I've been doing art forever. I am an oil painter. I describe it as illustrative realism. My work is very realistic, but just shy of photorealistic, puts a little bit of fantasy into it.
Great. I know that I saw your work win a little award recently, probably one of many for you, but do you remember where I saw you recently?
Yes, yes. The New York Art Competitions, Chelsea. This one was the identity show, and I submitted two pieces and was granted fourth place, honorable mention, and my wife jokingly called me her fourth place wife because I keep getting honorable mentions from Sarasota Art Center and art competitions. I'm ready, though. I'm ready to break into that third place.
I think it's because people are like, this talent is amazing, and it's kind of challenging my perspective on what I like, would you say? I don't know. That's like, because you definitely have a unique style.
Absolutely.
And you definitely have talent. Like, you're not fooling around here.
Yes. I think sometimes people are a little shocked by what they see and don't quite know how to categorize it.
I think that's what it is. That's what I'm thinking. Well, how has the tour been for you so far?
It's been great. It's been great. We've had a lot of sales. We've had a lot of wonderful people walking through and being exposed to art that they wouldn't get to see otherwise. It's been a lovely day.
Would you like to share a little anecdote of any kind of fun moment in setting up for this tour between you and Summer? What have you been up to in the lead up to this?
Oh, it's been a blast. We are in my mother-in-law's house. because ours isn't as safe for people to walk through. And it's been so fun, the three of us setting up together. We make a really good team, and it's just beautiful curating as a family.
Well, that's, I love it. And the house looks great. I've never been to this house. I've never seen your art put this way. And you can see all the noise in the background means it's a very busy spot. So I'll let you get back to all the guests. Thank you for talking to me on Radio St. Pete.
Meryl Burchell.
Meryl, and you are the mom of?
Summer Hugh.
Summer Hugh. And I just did an interview with Perry, and she said, oh, we're at my mother-in-law's house doing our tour.
Yes.
And I just could tell by your purple hair that you must be the mother-in-law.
That would be me.
So how has the tour been for you? Is this your first time hosting a studio tour?
It is my first time hosting a studio tour. I'm actually a writer.
Oh, really? Okay. But, tell us more about your writing.
Well, I'm a financial writer, but I also write novels and humor. There's a humor book that I'm selling now, but I also write. Yes, I write fantasies and humor and all kinds of things.
So creativity runs in the family,
it does.
It does.
Summer's dad was more artistic than I am, but I love to write, and Summer likes to write too, so yeah, it's a family thing.
How are you enjoying the tour so far?
I'm actually loving it. I love to meet all the people and, you know, just hear their comments and how people relate to the art, and it's really fun. So I've enjoyed it.
Have you had any good memorable moments today so far?
Love it, thank you.
Well, actually, the funniest moment was Summer had just said to somebody, talking about the art and the small art, and she was like, yeah, you know, some people hang them in their bathrooms. I don't care where you hang it as long as you enjoy it. And then I overheard somebody going, I need that one for my bathroom because I need something small in there, and I had to go tell her.
That is brilliant, because I don't know if you heard when I entered the house just now, I said to my dad who's with me today, oh, I have all of these in my bathroom. Don't you remember them, Dad? I've got about 10 of them in my bathroom. So
yeah,
they do make for a good bathroom art. But I don't yet have any of Perry's, so that's on my list for today. So I'm going to be scoping around.
Okay.
And thanks
take a
for
great look.
Hosting.
There's lots of good stuff to look at.
Love talking to you, Mom. Thanks. Good.
Thank you.
But now, hello, this is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, he's been forewarned that he might be put on radio. Today, AB sees who? You got to answer with your name, that's all.
Richard Spazzano.
Perfect, you're doing well already.
No, I'm not, because I lost my voice talking to everybody today.
Because you've been on the tour of the arts in historic Kenwood, and you've been talking to how many people do you think you've talked to already?
Probably about 50 people so far.
And it's not even the first day over yet. That's how good it's been going.
It's been great.
And I hear this is your first time actually showing on the tour.
That's right.
How is it going for you? What's the experience like?
It's pretty good. I've sold a few pieces.
Amazing.
And I'm showing them. I have a new thing doing 3D paintings, and they're all looking at that, and they were getting all excited about it.
So
and
what's the 3D painting thing?
With the glasses.
Oh, you got to put on 3D glasses to see your paintings.
Without the 3D glasses, they're just regular-looking paintings. You wouldn't know the difference.
You're about to blow my mind. Okay, let's do this. They can't see it on radio, but they can hear my reactions. So I'm coming around with the 3D glasses. Whoa! Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Not good.
Oh, my gosh! Oh, my gosh! Richard, what gave you the idea to do this? Okay, this is wild.
I saw it at an art fair, and I had to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
I was experimenting.
And you don't have to give away your secrets, but what's it been like experimenting with it?
It's been fun. I've been enjoying it. I think I can do even better right now, but some of them have been working great.
Like
people are excited about them.
And is it, without giving too much away, is it like...
You can give it away.
Okay, tell us. So how do you do it if you're willing to talk about how you actually do
it? It has to do with the wavelengths of the colors and the color combinations. So red will always be closer to you.
Okay.
Yellow will always float in the middle.
Okay.
Blue always goes to the back. And depending on what color is next to them, it pulls them forward or back.
Oh, so that is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And are you like a logical kind of artist? Because like this is the antithesis of what an artist in my mind would normally think.
No. No, nothing at all.
So has that been puzzle?
Come on, look around. Does this look like logical?
No, so like how's it been like trying to solve that puzzle while doing art?
Some of it, I was lucky because some of it I did not do it with the glass. I at all didn't plan on it. And because of my mind and the way the colors work, it just worked out.
It just worked, yeah. But I was just seeing Luke Jasso also on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the key to his work is he just doesn't think.
Yeah, exactly right. You don't think. You just saw it, and you have it in your mind what you're planning on. But I think a lot of my... I was a graphic designer and a photographer, and a lot of that came into play of how I can do things, you know? So my mind went to painting afterwards and piecing everything together.
I can tell. That does make a difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really does. Because, like, when you learn, I was, started in product design, and I became a designer that teaches design and stuff like that. Right. But when you learn the craft, I had to do the craft part, like the early days.
Yes, and that's what I was doing. I was a designer.
So. Yeah, of any design. Mm-hmm. You have to learn about composition and color, and, like, you have to, like, really learn the craft.
Mm-hmm.
And then it plays out in whatever you do.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your craft. It's a fascinating thing to see. And I'm going to put these glasses back on and enjoy some more 3D goodness.
Okay.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
Alexis Baum in historic Kenwood this afternoon. The Artist Enclave is presenting their Tour of the Arts today and tomorrow from 10 until 5.